My name is David Ramirez. Like you said, I'm here representing United Writers. I'd like to give shout-outs to my brother Corey Bird back there. That's Michael Knight's cousin. That's my right-hand man right there. That's my left-hand man, too. That's my boy, and I couldn't do it without him. That's how we solidarity is what it's all about. If you don't have somebody riding with you, then you're all alone. Mike Knight's mother, Jean Daxon's right here. And like Michael said, you know, we just came from a protest. We protest every Saturday in Downey from 2 to 4, right? 2 is Anaheim. Actually, Anaheim is where we got inspired to do our protest. But first, I'm going to tell you a little story about Mikey's story. Mikey was the union carpenter. He's been a drywall finisher for 6 years. 14 years. Been married for 14 years. We're going out to celebrate his birthday. 3 days before his birthday, October 22nd, 2011, 1 year ago. Was going out to stop to get gas. Was going out to celebrate with his wife. Ran across the street to get cigarettes, and Mikey didn't realize that according to the Downey police, even though no report has been published, there was an armed robbery in the area, they say. They say they were looking for an armed robbery suspect, and they saw Mikey cross the street. Because of the way he was dressed, he fit a description, they say, which he did not fit at all, but that was their first excuse. So Mikey went to go get his backwoods from the tobacco store while his wife was getting gas. When he comes out of the tobacco store, the police accost him. They come after him like they're abducting an armed robbery suspect. So Mikey gets scared, right? For whatever reason, he was in fear for his life. One of the things that you said, why did they run? Why did we hear that all the time? Well, if he was innocent, why did he run? Because in this country, you have Fourth Amendment rights that says they can't take your property from you. You have a right to run. This is your property. This belongs to you. This is all you own in the whole world. And if they try to take it from you, they try to harm it, you got a right to run. Run your ass off. Right? He's trying to get back to his wife that night. He's trying to get back to his wife who was waiting for him across the street so she could tell him who he was and who he was not. Right? He never made it. The officer he ran from, Officer Steve Gilley, when he caught up with Mike without warning, without freeze, police, anything, emptied 3 rounds into Mike's back from an MP5 submachine gun. That was it. That was the end of Mike's story. He lay there and bled to death while whoever was on the scene stood around him and got his story straight. When Mikey got up to try to breathe while he was handcuffed, cops studs on his chest, and that's how he died. Well, they got their story straight. Nobody administered first aid. Nobody wanted to make sure that Mikey made it. Dead man tell no tale. And that's what they were counting on that night. Right? So what we found out the next day, right, I get a phone call from my brother, and he said, Mikey's dead. I said, what? That's ridiculous. You know, Mikey's all about life. There's nothing Mike could ever do to put his life in danger like that. So when I went down to the scene and I'm looking at, you know, blood on the floor, there's, you know, all the trash from the murder scene is still lying around. They don't care. Once they've got their story straight, they're done. They don't care. The next day, the day after Mike was killed, the police chief comes out and says Mike was exonerated from all suspicion in the crime. They killed the wrong man. We're very sorry about that. Right? Mike is dead. We haven't heard anything else from Downey since. 2 weeks after Mikey got murdered, we went to our first city council meeting and we were kind of with a wall of silence. Shut up and go home. That's basically what we got. We can't speak to you because there's a lawsuit. So they were quiet. We got up there, we spoke our piece, and they had nothing to say to us. And that went on for 3 months, right? For 3 months, they went up there, we told them what they did, and they sat there and they looked at us in silence, right? They said that Mikey was made an aggressive move towards police officers and was shot in the chest. For 3 months, we went to city council meetings. Say, no, Mikey was shot in the back. The EMTs and the people at the hospital told Mikey's mom he was shot in the back. No, the police chief, the sheriff who's investigating Mikey's shooting right now, the city council all said Mikey was shot in the back. Until we had to go get our own copy of the autopsy. And an independent news organization got their own copy of the autopsy. So it was confirmed on two fronts. Mike was shot back to front in an upward manner, consistent with somebody being on the ground. Okay? So we came back 3 months later and we told him, we told you, nothing. Wall of silence. Right? Now, you know what it's like. You know what it's like to go and have these people be quiet, right? Look at you like, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you for standing up for who you love.
Right?
Right? So we did what you... Organization is what it's all about, right? We got organized. We have situations at city council meetings okay, where they would go and they would find, you know, the weak member of the community to get up and say something derogatory about Mikey or his family, counting on the fact that one of us, you know how it is, one of us is going to get up and speak up, right? So they got us off guard. They caught us off guard. We get up and flip out, and they'd be able to throw us out. So we got organized. We figured out a system so we have one guy go last, write down everything that they said. That way we could get our get it out. They could say their bullshit. And then when the last person comes up, when the anchor comes up, we'll shoot down everything that they say. We got organized, and we beat them at it. And then, when they didn't want to listen to us, they didn't want to hear us, they wanted to make us wait, right? They would rearrange the agenda. So we'd be sitting there through, you know, an hour's worth of bullshit that we don't even know about, just so we could speak our mind. Fine, so we shut the city council meeting down in January, right? That's right. That was an act that we planned that out. If we hadn't planned that out, it would have gone the way it did. But we got them. They didn't know what to do.
It's on YouTube.
That's right. We got up there, and during our public comments, you know, we all read public comments that had to do with what was coming. We let them know what was coming. We quoted Martin Luther King. We quoted Henry David Thoreau, civil disobedience. We let them know what was coming. And then when the time came for them to come back and start their stupid-ass little meeting, we started chanting. We chanted for a half an hour. We shut their meeting down. Everybody left. They had nothing to do. We won that one. When we came back 2 weeks later, it was a whole different city council. They still weren't talking to us, but they respected us a hell of a lot more. They weren't laughing during our comments anymore. They weren't making jokes or looking at their watches. They made sure that they gave us some respect. So we won some, a little bit of respect right there. But you know what we found out? We went out to Anaheim. When we had our march in January, Teresa Smith came up and she said, you know, you guys gotta come out to Anaheim. They're killing them left and right in Anaheim. You wanna know what it's about? Come to Anaheim and see what it's like. So we went to Anaheim for their Sunday protest. We saw all these families out there on the street. We saw Sonia out there, right? The brother's just been murdered. She don't know anything about activism. None of us did. She's got the courage to stand up there and fight for her brother. Everybody in Anaheim has the courage to stand up in the parking lot of the police department. They killed a dude in the parking lot of the police department. So we're talking about a murder scene where they're protesting, right? And I said, man, this is great. I went back and I said, right, we talked about it. We need to do a weekly protest ourselves. So we've been out there since what? March? April. Every Saturday. We pass out flyers. You know, we get the word out every Saturday for 2 hours. We want to make sure that the community of Downey knows what the hell's going on in their name. A lot of these people don't know what's being done in their name. They want to pretend to be ignorant. They don't want to know. We're going to put it in their face. We're going to make sure if you got to stop for a red light on Saturday at the intersection where my friend was murdered, you're going to hear the truth. You're going to hear it from us. Right? Where we got our real strength was when we met Anaheim, when we met Fullerton, when we met Pomona. Because now, you know what? I know somebody in a whole other county that's going through what I'm going through. So we show up for their protest, they show up for our protest, we're down for each other, right? We get down for each other, right? Her loss is my loss. My loss is her loss,
that's right.
Right? My loved one, my best friend that they took from me, is her brother. It is her brother. It's the same thing. If you can get there, get there, right? Get there, get down for your people. We're gonna be with you. You're in Oakland, you guys are, you know what? You guys are on a whole other side of the state. We're with you. You can count on it. And when the time comes, we're gonna stand with you in solidarity. We put the names out there. There's human beings that they're taking from us.
That's right.
These aren't names, these aren't statistics. Want to admit that they're people. Maybe we're the only ones that know that they're people. We're going to make goddamn sure that by the time we're done, everybody else knows that they're people too. These police are killing people left and right. One of the things that you said that touched me, Steve Gilley, the cop who killed my friend, who murdered my friend, shot him in the back, was a police officer for the city of Los Alamitos. He had excessive force complaints against him. So like a serial killer does, he went underground. Serial killers, when it gets too hot in one city, they're going to move to another. So Steve Gilley, the murderer, left Los Alamitos before he could be brought up on charges. So then they can close his case, and he came to Downey and got a job. So Downey hires this asshole to start policing their streets. 3 months before they kill my friend, he pulls over Miguel Macias at a routine traffic stop. Miguel Macias looks like a shot sergeant. Bald, or you got bald, tattoos, not wearing a shirt, self-respect, stands up for himself. It's on tape. It's on YouTube. If you look up Miguel Macias arrest, you're going to see Steve Gilley, the guy who killed my friend, roughing this dude up in the street for standing up for himself. Didn't do anything wrong. The guy tells him, hey, why are you doing this to me? Boom, he's on the ground. Steve Gilley knees in the back of his neck. Got him on the street, grinding his face in the street. When Miguel Macias went to court for his routine traffic stop, the judge told him, you have a case. First of all, I'm throwing this out. Excessive force. So that didn't even work. Now you got a case. Miguel Macias, like everyone else is down, he's scared to death. But he didn't want none. But we found the video. So why is it that this guy who's got a penchant for excessive force is still working? One of the things that you talked about we need to attack is that Bill of Rights.
That's right.
That Bill of Rights.
That's right.
The Bill of Rights ain't got nothing to do with cops. It's got to do with us.
That's
it's a disgrace that they can even use the word Bill of Rights to defend their attitudes and behavior. The Bill of Rights is out there to protect you and I. The Bill of Rights is a real document that was founded, right, to start this country off on the right foot. They don't have no Bill of Rights like that. That's bullshit. That's how they protect themselves.
That's right.
How they continue to go from department to department to department like serial killers until the time comes and they take one of yours from you, right?
That's right.
That Bill of Rights protects killers. It doesn't protect good cops. You know what? A good cop doesn't need to be protected.
That's right. That's right.
You know what? I tell people all the time, if you're innocent, why are you running? Well, if you're a good cop, why do you need a Bill of Rights?
That's right.
What? You need to attack that. You need to attack that. Because until that goes out the window, they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to kill each other and back each other up. They're going to watch my friend die in the street and get their fucking story straight. They're going to get their story straight instead of bringing him back to life. And they're going to get away with it. One of the things we all have to be ready for. We all have to be ready for this. They're going to get away with it. They're going to get away with it. You know what? Mike's case is before the DA right now. We go out, we protest at the DA. We give it everything we got. We're knocking on every door we can find. But they're going to get away with it. So then what do? Is our fight over? Is that it? Is that justice?
No.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what? Fuck that system. That's not justice. That justice system don't work for us.
That's right.
Not the justice we want. You know what justice is? Justice is getting those cops fired.
That's right.
Justice is changing the system that allows these cops to get away with it. And it's just the motherfucker that pulled the trigger. It ain't the one that pulled the trigger. It's the six guys that stood around and watched them die. And you know what? There'll be six guys coming in to take their job. I'm a union plumber. I hear it all the time. You don't want to do it? There's 300 guys at the hall that want your job. So you know what? You don't want to be a good cop? You don't know how to control yourself? Trust me, they're lined up for your job. You don't need that job. This is America. You can go get another job. You can't be a cop? You shouldn't be a cop.
Right.
You don't have the courage, the integrity, the guts to stand up to somebody who's committing murder in front of you? What about that cop in Philadelphia who punched that girl in the face earlier this week? What did those cops do? Did they stop him? Did they stop their boss? No, they formed a defensive perimeter around his asshole. He could continue to finish her off, to cuff her and take her away. We need to stop that. We need to stop that attitude that they defend each other, the code of silence, the Bill of Rights, right? That's our justice. That's our justice.
That's
you will fight in the court because you know what? Once in a while, you slip one by the goalie. Once in a while, you win one.
That's right.
So you never quit on that. But when the DA comes out and says, I'm sorry, it was a justified shooting and there's nothing you can do, bullshit. There is something you can do. You can protest. You can stand up and then they say, what do you want? You say, we want civilian oversight. We want an abolishment of the Bill of Rights. We want accountability. I want to see how your cops are trained. I want to see who's qualified to carry a machine gun. There's a lot we can do. There's a lot of justice that we can administer that belongs to us. We have that power. We found that out by getting organized. All these ideas, they came from somebody else. From me sitting and talking to somebody else and learning, exchanging ideas, exchanging strengths and weaknesses, and finding out, where's my weak spots? Where's your weak spots? Let's cover those up, right?
Yeah.
That's how we do it. I talked 45 minutes, so I think I'm about done. You know what I mean? Because I know we are time restriction, but I really appreciate you guys coming to listen. You know, every story that I hear, it touches me to my heart because I know what that loss is like. And you know, we got to stand together. We got to stand together, because you know what? They're killing everybody. They're killing everybody. We need to stand up for each other, or it's going to be everybody. Thank you, guys.